At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Free road hazard protection and 10,000, more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It is the way tire buying should be. All right. We got a power-packed hour for you. Hour number three of the Odd Couple here on a Magic City Monday. Matt Mosley, the Fox Sports columnist and host of the Doomsday podcast, Rob, he will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk NFL. All right, Rob, let's look. The 49ers, we talked about, you know, Brock Purdy, and he got injured in that game against Philadelphia early in the game, first series of the game for San Francisco. And Rob G, kind of give us the latest on, you know, what the MRI said and what, you know, what's going on now with Purdy.
Absolutely, Chris. And thank you for allowing me to be in another Odd Couple promo. I really appreciate it. Birch, if you're listening, make sure you clip this part out. It's going to be great on the website. But according to ESPN, as we knew that on Sunday, Brock Purdy at the time was believed to have a sprained UCL, which is the ulnar ligament in your elbow. Obviously, as a quarterback, it's hard to throw if your elbow's jacked up. MRI revealed, unfortunately, though, on Monday that it's much worse. It's actually a torn UCL, and he's going to seek a second opinion because there's two options here. Either he can get it repaired and he'd be out about 6 months, or if he needs to get it full-blown Tommy John surgery, then you're looking at, what is that, 9 to 12? So it's not looking great for Brock Purdy and the Niners.
Wow. Rob, I mean, you may know, I don't know if you know a lot about these Tommy Johns because of baseball, but I would think, and you know, they always say nowadays, pitchers come back stronger, right, with the Tommy John surgery. You can throw, you know, your arm is stronger than ever. But I would think, Rob, at his young age, that you would want to go ahead and get it repaired surgically. Like, not, don't play around. I guess you can get a second opinion, and you got, you know, doctors obviously know more than me. But I don't know. It just seems like if you just rehab it, and that's still 6 months.
Well,
maybe, you know, I don't know.
I'm going to tell you why he's not so quick to just say, let me just have surgery and take care of it. Because he knows his place in time, what's
right,
just happened. Will you agree with that, Chris? Like,
yeah.
By the time he got back. I can't get the job again.
Trey Lance might.
Exactly. It's like his worst scenario, his worst nightmare is that I'm going to be on the shelf. I'll be forgotten about. They'll bring somebody else in with that team and those weapons and that defense. Right. They'll start winning. You know, they'll win. They're not going to fall off the map.
Right.
They got too much talent. I think that's why he really is like, if I could do anything other than going under the knife, I would do it.
Well, yeah, because, Rob, even if it's not Trey Lance, like, let's say Trey Lance goes in there and kind of continues to play like he has in the little brief moments we've seen him. He's not as good as Purdy, you know, but he's playing. They would probably be thinking, let's go get somebody else rather than, oh, we got Brock coming back. You know, so even if it's not Trey Lance, it's probably going to be somebody. I don't know. Do you think if you're running that team and right now, you know, he's either out for 6 months, which would basically be back for the start of training camp, or he's out for most of next season. Would you think about Garoppolo or Tom Brady? If I were them, while you marinate on that, I'm not going to make a definitive statement at this moment because it's just so much up in the air. But I think, Rob, I don't think I'd bring back – well, if I couldn't get Brady, I might bring back Jimmy G. Kind of like this year where you got Trey as, you know, penciled in. Let's say Purdy gets the surgery and he's basically out. So you probably have Trey penciled in as the starter. And Garoppolo there in case Trey isn't that good or, you know, he gets hurt again. But I think, Rob, I think they have to seriously consider Tom Brady. Or maybe Aaron Rodgers if they think, I mean, but I think you have to look like, I just think you have to look, or even, heck, Derek Carr. I'm just saying, at this point, you probably have to start looking at another quarterback unless they do think Trey really has it and they just haven't, you know, he hasn't been able to stay healthy.
I'm going to tell you, this is from the coach's ego. Okay. Shanahan and those people there. We took Mr. Irrelevant and kept winning and we didn't miss a beat. Anybody we kind of, you know, like, look at what we just did.
Right.
They are going to feel like Trey Lance, he's the guy we wanted. He's the guy we drafted. We can make him into a really good quarterback because he has more athleticism, you know what I mean, and more upside, Chris. Maybe it didn't show, and I don't know, he didn't play that many games, but his ceiling is way higher because he's athletic and he could do other things. We just got to get him acclimated and get him – right, we believe in him. He's our piece of clay that we're going to mold. I think Trey Lance, unless Chris, he's just not healthy, you know what I mean, is what they'll do. Tom Brady.
I mean, it'd be a one-year thing.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean?
I get it. I don't know.
Because the thing about this team, Rob, and I'm not – I don't know if you can blame the 49ers organization or what, but, Rob, obviously yesterday was just – almost a once in a generation thing where you see your two quarterbacks go down. There are four quarterbacks this whole season.
Right. That just doesn't happen.
Right. But Rob, they routinely have a lot of injuries.
Yes.
Bosa, Debo, Kittle. You know, a lot of those years Jimmy G was injured and they weren't winning, there were other guys out too. You know what I mean? Like some of their big names. Like, they got problems with injuries. And I get it. It's football and anything can happen.
Nah, but they have a big – their share is unbelievable. There's certain teams that seem to go – that are injury-prone. You know, like Chargers have a lot of injuries. You remember it wasn't too long ago when we were talking about who's running the medical staff with the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge couldn't stay healthy. You remember, like, they were hurt every other month. Yep. Like, there are teams that, and you just say, God,
New
can they?
New Orleans.
The Nets. Basketball. The Nets have had a ton of injuries, right?
Yeah.
Like, they just, there's certain teams. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. So, my point is, with all of this talent, Rob, I know they feel like they left at least one Super Bowl on the table. And they did with Kansas City. I mean, I was glad Mahomes won it, but you're up 10 with 7-8 minutes left. You should win that game.
No, you got to know how to run that game properly. And they didn't.
Right.
They just didn't.
And I'm sure they feel like even some of those other – you know, Jimmy G's only 2 years where he was healthy, they went to the NFC Championship game. And then this year, of course, they go back. So, I mean, you go that far, Rob, you're definitely feeling like, man, we should have got at least one of these Super Bowls. And then again, the years Jimmy G wasn't healthy, they were just bad. So they're probably thinking if he were healthy, we'd have had another chance at the Super Bowl. My point is this. This talent, Rob, it's not going to be young forever. And that's why I think they do have to look at one of these veteran quarterbacks. And I get it. Look, they gave a lot up for Trey Lance. He's, you know, what is he? This will be his fourth year, I believe. So they do have to find out what he is if they don't know already. But I'm like, if you bring in Tom Brady for 1 year, and again, it's 1 year, with those weapons, I would think you feel like you got a chance. Now, Brady's going to want to do a lot of his own stuff, Rob. Would Shanahan be cool with that?
Well, that's the issue.
I don't mean even off the field. I mean, you know, running certain plays.
Nah, I think there's a problem there because Shanahan is, Chris, he's the boy genius, the offensive. Dude, I'm the guy.
Yep.
And I think that's a huge part of it. And do you want and the other thing too is if you bring in Brady and you win, just throw it out there. Guess who ain't getting credit?
Right.
Shanahan ain't getting credit.
Absolutely.
Zero.
It's all about, wow, Brady number 8, he went to, you know, this team couldn't get over the hump.
So how do you right?
Absolutely.
So how do you
get any credit? You made a good point earlier. When you were bringing up Trey Lance. But, Rob, with Trey Lance, Brock Purdy, or Jimmy G, guess who gets the credit if they were to win a Super Bowl?
Right. He would. Shanahan gets the credit.
Of course, Purdy get a little if they had won it this year. But it's Shanahan, as you said, the boy wonder.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Look at what he did.
Right.
Put anybody in there and they can win. You've heard all this stuff. Paint by numbers and junk like that. I hear you, and he might not want that. So that would mean not only would he not be interested in Brady, you would think wouldn't be interested in Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, his contract might make it complicated with Rodgers. And Derek Carr, that's an interesting
Derek
one.
Derek Carr, he might get some credit because it would be like he fixed Carr.
Right. Carr's like, never been able to win consistently.
So he fixed Carr, and he probably would get credit. I agree.
You would think Carr would be good there. I mean, I think he's better than Garoppolo and Purdy and these guys. So it's interesting, Rob. Obviously they have to wait and see what Purdy does. But, Rob, no matter what his decision, let's say it's the 6-month decision, you still can't sleep easy that he's going to be ready for you next season or the full season. You know what I mean? That thing might not.
No off-season workouts. You don't get anything. Right. You're not going to be able to get. And that's a long time away. And other guys, and you look at their talent and you go, Yeah, he was good. You know what I mean? He was good.
Right.
But this dude, you know what? Look at them. Look at what he. Look at his ability. Look what he could be. You know, and that's always. And until you can prove, when you're a top pick like that, until you prove you can't play. You know what I mean? People still got to give you some.
It'll be
some credibility until you prove you can't do it.
Right. We talked about this. I think it was Friday. Let's say that Purdy doesn't get the surgery, takes a 6-month timeline, is there for training camp, and with Trey Lance, and they just go that route. Obviously, it's a quarterback competition, but I think theoretically, Purdy is QB1 in a competition, though. Doesn't mean the job is his, but I think he starts as QB1, and then they have a legitimate battle. And you see who's better in training camp.
I don't know. I think it would be – I know what you're saying going in, and he got hurt, and it's not all of his fault of losing the NFC Championship game, so it wasn't like he threw 3 picks or something and was awful. So it wasn't that. But I just wonder, once they get their guy back and he's healthy and they start watching – because, you know, as you know, football is so much not just in games. It's practice. It's reps. It's watching you. You know what I mean? And they look at people and they go, in practice, man, this dude is a machine. He's unbelievable. And his athleticism and all that other stuff. So it just depends.
All right. We're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. What do you think the Niners should do about their quarterback situation for next season? Your turn to weigh in with Rob and Chris. It's the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties, just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Here's how. Get a multi-policy discount when you combine your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection will be in one place. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and your turn to weigh in at 877-99 on Fox. With Brock Purdy injured and out for either 6 months or 9 to 12 months, what should the 49ers do about quarterback? Trey Lance, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo? What are your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Raphael in Cincinnati. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Brothers, what's going on? Hey, if I'm a little Shanahan, I bring the three quarterbacks into camp, Jimmy G, Purdy, and Trey Lance. Trey Lance is my number one because when he went out, he was number one. And I think that let the three of them see who progresses the best during the training camp. And I know Purdy would be coming off injury. Jimmy G, he'll be good. Lance coming off injury. But Lance would be my number one going in. As far as any of these old GOATs, you know, Tom Brady, if I'm not mistaken, had his worst season as a pro since maybe his rookie year, second year in the league. You do not need him in Shanahan's system. He couldn't handle it, of course. But then he would want to impose his GOAT will to try to get Shanahan to bring it to Tom's Brady's system. Tom Brady, he can uncork, a 40-yarder, 50-yarder every now and then, but then his arm is running out of juice, so he's going to dink and dunk. That's not going to do Debo and Akers and Kittles. That's not going to do them any justice or Shanahan's system. So
see,
Brady,
I think Brady can still throw it deep. I thought he showed that this year, even though he didn't have a great year. And Deacon and Duncan, the Niners, that's what Jimmy G kind of does. A lot of medium, distant passes. And Debo and Kittle and McCaffrey and these guys, they run so well after the catch that is a part of their system.
Yeah, but Brady, we got to let go of him.
He's the answer. I mean, I'm glad you gave your opinion, but I'm just saying that stuff can work in San Francisco.
Thanks for the call, Raphael. Right. We appreciate it. Mitch in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mitch?
Hey, what's popping, guys? Good show.
Thank you, buddy.
Trey Lance, I think he's got a better arm. He can run. He runs better than Purdy. Let him be the starter. He gave up a number one, but never mind that. Jimmy's going to be a free agent. Trade Purdy. And he's going to have to take that. I don't know what you're going to get because you have to wait to almost the following season, 2024. Trey Lance should be a starter. Draft Wilkin and a quarterback in the middle of the rounds. You have to have three quarterbacks always in your mind. What happened yesterday?
But you normally, I mean, that's very rare that you go through all your quarterbacks. That doesn't happen that often.
Do you ever remember that?
No. I don't remember that. I've never seen that. And especially, can you imagine a playoff game, Chris? That's just shocking.
Yeah, absolutely.
John in NorCal, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I've been a diehard fan for, God, since the Brody years, for God's sakes. Wow. I admit it in my age. But the bottom line is, you know, you've got two young quarterbacks. You're not paying either one of them anything, for God's sakes, you know. Now, if you could bring in a good guy behind those guys that knows his role, accepts the fact that he's just going to be, you know, bringing up these younger guys, somebody, Ryan Fitzpatrick, I know he's out there, but some along those lines that's good coming off the bench. It isn't overwhelmed like Johnson was, and that could, you know, bring it up if this was to happen again. But for God's sakes, you've got two young guys that you don't have to pay very much. You can keep the rest of your roster intact. And you still got somebody there that, you know, accepts their role and is willing to take on the challenge and being able to – anybody other than Johnson, he seemed so overwhelmed when he was even in there. But, you know, you got somebody like Fitzpatrick. He would have been great if he was still younger, for God's sake. The guy – he won most places he went, you know.
He got a good 4 weeks in him.
Yeah. Hey, John, you know, how painful was that to watch, though, just as a fan, to go to the Super Bowl and you just see your season and everything crumbled before you.
I melted. I mean, I was watching at my sister's house. I had to leave so she didn't have to listen to me. You know, it was horrible. I mean, I've been diehard for a long time, and we had our run. I'll give you that, you know, and we're coming back, and we've got all the pieces there. And Purdy, I mean, he's a diamond in the rough, you know, and it breaks my heart to see what happened to him because with his arm injury, you know, just when his star is starting to shine, I hope it doesn't get put out too soon, you know.
No doubt. It's unfortunate, and you never know how things break in the – and I hate to use that term, but, Chris, you don't know how things break in the NFL. You know what I mean?
Right.
You may never get another shot. Like that was your window, I don't know, and Trey Lance –
I think he'll get another shot.
Right, but I'm saying like
– in San Francisco, I think he'll get another
but
shot.
But I'm saying, like as a starter, like that situation where you're winning – and where
it's
everything
bad,
is there.
There's, Rob, you know how many bad quarterbacks are out there. I mean, you got, and I'm not ripping on these guys, but just Taylor Heineke's gotten several shots. Like Gardner Minshew, you know, we see him keep resurfacing. He mentioned Fitzpatrick. I think he did enough. And I think he'll stay in San Francisco and get a shot, but I do think he'll get a shot somewhere if he's not with the Niners. But we appreciate it. We got Matt Mosley coming up in a moment to talk Cowboys, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a Fox Sports columnist and host of the Doomsday podcast. Of course, a reference to the Cowboys. We welcome in Matt Mosley. Matt, how are you?
Doing well this evening. Catching up, you know, with the Cowboys. Always check out a little early of these playoffs, so, you know, but they always hang around and make a little news, so good for them to show up on conference championship weekend.
Right,
huh?
Well, Matt, do you have a job? Because everybody else got fired other than Mike McCarthy, basically.
Yeah, I still apparently can go out there, but they have run pretty much everybody out of the building. It is kind of funny. I mean, they've won 25 games the last 2 years. Went, 13-6 this year. They ran out about 7 or 8 people
right
out of the building.
I mean, that's got to be just for, I mean, to appease the fans. I hate to put it that way, but, you know, just the appearance that we're doing something, that we're not satisfied with this second round and out or first round and out every year.
Well, it may be, but I also think, you know, it has to do with Mike McCarthy. You know, it's kind of sink or swim time, and it looks like, and I've been throwing this out there, that he might try to call plays, and of course, they'll need Kellen Moore around if he's going to call plays, and right. I've asked him about this in the past, out at training camp, and Mike will give you an answer, like, oh, yeah, I do miss it. And he didn't really, when he signed up to coach the Cowboys, he didn't have a choice. They said, okay, this is your guy. He's going to call plays for you. We like this guy. Dak likes this guy. So Mike had to play nice, and he found an opening here to move Kellen on. And Kellen did such a poor job that the Chargers picked him up after about 5 minutes.
I was
going
to say, you know what? Right. There wasn't enough time to need a cup of coffee and a sweet roll, and he had a new job.
And he gets Herbert. I mean,
Matt,
my gosh,
that's the 827th time I've heard cup of coffee and a sweet
roll.
On the show, just letting you know. I agree with you. I think McCarthy is going to call the plays. I can't wait to see Kellen Moore with the Chargers. So you just think this was McCarthy? Because, look, I get that they've struggled in the playoffs, but my goodness, the number one scoring offense in the league since Dak came back, the number one scoring offense a year ago, like always in the top five when Dak's been healthy under Kellen Moore. I'm with you. There's really no other justification for getting rid of him.
Yeah. Well, you could just look at the playoffs, and I think Jerry's upset that they got a chance against Brock Purdy. They only scored 19 points against them, and they put up 12 points with a rare chance to go to the conference championship, which they haven't done around here in 27 years. So I think Jerry smelled a huge opportunity, and so he's driving this as much as anybody. McCarthy may be excited about calling plays, but I promise you, Jerry said, "Hey, we're going to make quite a few changes, and this thing's going to look different." And the thought is, let's see if we can get somebody in here that can call plays, in the playoffs. I mean, it's two. Back-to-back seasons, they bowed out early in the playoffs. They had one great playoff game this year. Dak bounced back, played extremely well, and then he reverted to the way he'd been playing in that divisional game. Goes out and throws two interceptions. Is that Kellen Moore's fault? Well, probably not, but I do think there's a lot of fans around here that are sick of Kellen Moore, like his route concepts. And so get ready, man. Chargers fans, if there are any, those comeback routes, the man loves a comeback route. He loves to race those receivers back. I mean, he does some stuff that's pretty, that actually is enjoyable and entertaining. And who knows, maybe he'll do really well with Herbert. But Dak regressed this year.
And I was just going to ask you about that. Where are the fans on Dak? Because when he beat Tampa Bay, wasn't a great team, and as soon as he played a better team, he kind of went back to losing to good teams.
Yeah, he was in a bad place this year, and boy, there's a lot of Dak apologists that crop up around here. Oh, that wasn't his fault. Oh, that's a bad route. Boy, same people used to show up and kind of do that with Romo. And I have really enjoyed being around Dak. I think he's a great leader. But I mean, those pick sixes, for instance, three of them after week 15.
Right.
I mean, these were huge game-changing type plays. So, yeah, first 14 interceptions. If you looked at them, you could say, well, only seven of them were his fault. But, again, some of this stuff was happening in the red zone and in that that divisional playoff game. Those were on him. Now, did Gallup run some kind of weirdo route down there on that first one he threw? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like, what's Gallup? But still, you can't just kind of hear him, scare him, throw it out there, and so I think Kellen, they can't do anything with Dak because of his contract, and they may draft a quarterback, but that guy's not going to replace Dak. So I think they had to make a move, and their move was, let's see if we can change kind of who's in Dak's ear all the time. And Kellen and Dak had a close relationship. It seemed like a great working relationship. And Dak had always lobbied for him to stay in that role. And I think Dak sort of lost that credibility or lost that standing with the way he played this year. And so now, we make too much of the, okay, you're going to fix Dak. Well, what does that even mean? I mean, in some sense, he did things this year he'd not really done in the past. Even his rookie season, he threw 23 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. This has not been some kind of interception machine throughout his career. And then he just really had a bad season. And so Kellen Moore apparently has paid for it. But now McCarthy, we'll see where this thing goes because they have their next head coach on staff. I mean, Dan Quinn has a great defense. The defense played well enough to win the divisional game. He's beloved by fans and Jerry alike. So, I mean, this is going to set up as an interesting situation because Quinn keeps sticking around. And if he didn't think there was a future here, and he wouldn't keep sticking around. He would pursue harder one of these head coaching jobs. But Quinn loves it here, and I think Jerry's starting to really kind of think, well, Quinn gives us the most hope. Huh? So now it sets up you got a head coach on offense, and you got a head coach on defense. And that doesn't always work.
What are they going to do with Zeke, in your opinion, or what should they do with him?
Well, they're probably going to move on, but the Pollard thing complicates it with the injury. Right. You know, if Zeke agrees to change his contract up or, kind of redo that, which I think he would. Would he take a pay cut? Yeah, I do think he would. I mean, he jumped ahead of Dak and several other players to get his deal during his holdout. He got an enormous deal. And he's a great – he really is. The players love him. He's a good leader. But, you know, he doesn't live up to what they're paying him. So if he's back, it'll be on a much reduced – salary, and we'll have to see if he's willing to do that. And the other thing is, who would come after him? I mean, is Zeke even right, on the open no market or in a trade?
I can't see anybody making a big push. Let me ask you one last thing about was there any that Sean Payton love and Jerry Jones? You know, that was rumored for a while. I think Sean Payton scared off most people when he started floating out there that he wanted $25 million. To coach, because you see nobody decided to go in for that. But what happened there with the Cowboys? People thought that might be a landing spot.
You know, it still could be. I mean, he and Jerry are very close, but Jerry's not going to give up a first-round draft pick. I mean, Jerry doesn't have enough respect for head coaches to either do what you were saying, pay some kind of ungodly price, or trade a draft pick. Like, some of the other teams might go, you know what, first-round pick, third-round pick, fourth-round pick, totally worth it for Sean Payton. And it might be, but that's not the way Jerry's wired at all. And they are extremely close. I mean, have a great friendship. But again, that may be another reason why, you know, Sean Payton doesn't come here. He maybe knows Jerry better than most people and knows how much the spotlight Jerry likes and craves. And the only time he ever stepped back was when Bill Parcells was here. And Jerry's admitted that was to get that stadium built. Brings in Bill, tries to get everybody excited about him, gets that voted, and then he was ready for Bill to leave. So yep. Sean takes up a lot of airspace and you know, a lot of oxygen.
Yes.
And that doesn't always go with Jerry. Like, McCarthy's a good fit in that area.
Yeah, I think that's yeah, I'm not even sure that Sean would want to work with Jerry.
At least he could be on Jerry's radio show, you know what I mean? I mean,
Jerry's got, I mean, he's on more days than you guys are.
Right.
And makes more money than us, I know.
Quickly, Matt, before you go, but about 30 seconds, do you think they need another receiver? CD Lamb obviously is very good, but when some of these cores, San Francisco, and some of these other teams have better receiving corps, Cincinnati, obviously. Do you think they need to add like another high-level receiver, like Amari Cooper level, or they can go with what they have?
Yeah, I mean, that's good. That bit them, the whole Amari Cooper thing, and Gallup wasn't quite ready this year, and so they ended up and they had to go after T.Y. Hilton. So, I mean, you're on to something there. They need somebody. CD needs some help. So, and when you look at the Eagles and the other teams you mentioned, they're deep at wide receiver. They get extremely talented there. So, yeah, Dak could use another wide receiver for sure.
All right.
Great
that is
stuff,
Matt Mosley,
great
Fox
stuff.
Sports columnist,
Thank
host
you.
Of the Doomsday Podcast. Make sure you check it out. Matt, absolutely. Great stuff. We appreciate
you.
Okay, guys, root on my Bears. They're having a tough time against the Longhorns right now. I'll see you.
All right,
man. See you. All right. Rob Parker's got something to say about Jim Harbaugh. That's next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Will they foul? They won't. He passes it ahead to Franz, to Paolo. Two-handed jam for Paolo Banchero. Arrivederci, Philadelphia 76ers. 8-point magic lead.
All right, that was the Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And we're the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob G, there's news on Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, there's a lot of news on Jim Harbaugh. Now, you know, Jim Harbaugh was first involved in the Denver Broncos head coaching search a few weeks ago. And then he and the University of Michigan president came out with a statement saying that he plans on staying with the Wolverines. He's a Michigan man through and through, yada, yada, yada. Well, over the weekend, it was reported by the NFL Network that maybe not, because Jim Harbaugh met with the Broncos ownership in person, which would now be his second interview, which is notable because Sean Payton didn't get a second interview, and their other top choice, D'Amico Ryans, appears set to go to Houston rather than Denver.
Mm. And Chris, this is not shocking at all to me. I think Jim Harbaugh, you know, wants to leave Michigan, and he, you know, doesn't want to look like when they didn't give call him back for the second interview. You know, at that point, he really didn't have anything. The Colts weren't going his way. There was no job there. So I think that he was like, oh, no, I'm coming back to Michigan. That's the way to clean it up, you know, so you don't look bad. But if there's an offer that comes, I wouldn't doubt it for 1 second that he would take that job.
It's interesting. I mean, why is he, after this put out, and Rob G, this second interview was after it was put out at Michigan, right?
The way it's reported, correct.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I think, Rob. I mean, you may very well be right, because why are you talking to him?
Why? Don't come for it. Right. All right.
Like, now, here's my only explanation I can think of. Obviously, one is he does want to coach in the NFL. Or two, Rob, he wants to get more money out of Michigan. Now, maybe both are right, right? Maybe he would like to get back in the NFL if he can. But at the very least, he's like, look, I'll talk to him and see what they're offering. And even if I don't like the situation and I want to stay at Michigan, I can at least get more money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
because remember, he took that pay cut.
Oh, that haircut, he still remembers.
Right.
You know that.
Right. Because, Rob, nothing else makes sense. It's got to be one of those two or a combination of both.
But here's the other thing, though. It's not fair to Michigan. Like, where's your commitment? Kids have committed, Chris. And now, you know, after don't make the statement that he's staying.
Well, that was, and you wonder, I mean, remember, that was the AD, well, not the AD, who, that was one of the administrators coming out and saying it. It wasn't Harbaugh.
Right.
Here's the only, I hear you, and I tend to agree.
They shouldn't put that out because kids have committed and all that.
Oh, yeah, they definitely shouldn't have put that out. But I tend to agree with you on it not being fair. But he's also like, hey, was it fair that I had to take a haircut?
You know? Yeah, no,
I mean, right? Maybe, or what would be more fair, Rob, is if you just go to them and say, look, I get why you cut my money, but now, you know, we've been to the playoff twice in a row. We won the Big Ten. We beat Ohio State. Like, I think I need to have my salary up. That would be more, if it's about money, Rob, that would be more honorable than doing this.
Yeah, all you got to go in and just say, you know, I'm here, but I'm just not happy with my money. I'm not.
Right.
And I'm not going to be. I need you to make me happy. And what's going to make me happy is whatever the money number is, Chris. And go about it that way. And if Michigan says, nah, we're not paying you, no, that's it. No.
Then I would see if you can get something more or you stay at Michigan for the less money.
Right. But don't put out no statement that I'm saying, because we're at an impasse, right? Because I'm saying I need more money, and you're saying no.
Right. I mean, you're right. Like, it seems underhanded right now. It makes it seem now like they're at odds, right?
Right.
Because they put out this statement, and yet he's meeting with other teams.
Right. It doesn't even make sense. People at Michigan must be like, what? He had a second interview with Denver. Then we just hear he was staying. I don't know. It's crazy.
And then these are the types. And I'm not picking on just Harbaugh, but he would certainly be in this group. They're the types to get mad about the portal.
Right.
And players wouldn't leave. You know what I mean? Like, a dude committed himself to you for 4 years, probably thought you could get him to the NFL, 3-4 years, whatever, right? Thinking you can get him to the NFL, and now you might jet. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So people should think about that before they rip the portal and the players. All right, we out. iCouple. Peace!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.